Furrow leaned back. With all respect to those involved, and he did not hide his venom, the five tribes have impoverished loins and thin blood. Not 50 members of the tribes are alive. Yet there are those who say the nation would not be willing to see any man outside the tribes as Grand Master. And so young and newly advanced a favorite of the Grand Master is bound to make powerful enemies among the great ones of the state, it is said. His veneration is aging, and his protection will not last past his death, when it is an enemy of yours who will undoubtedly be the one to interpret the words of his spirit. Furl scowled. For a foreigner, you hear much. Such ears are made for cropping. That may be decided later. Let me anticipate. Furl stirred impatiently in his seat. You're going to offer me wealth and power in terms of those evil little machines you carry in your ship. Well? Suppose it's so. What would be your objection? Simply your standard of good and evil? Furl shook his head. Not at all. Look, my outlander, your opinion of us in your heathen agnosticism is what it is. But I am not the entire slave of our mythology, though I may appear so. I am an educated man, sir, and, I hope, an enlightened one. The full depth of our religious customs, in the ritualistic rather than the ethical sense, is for the masses. Your objection, then, pressed Ponyats gently. Just that. The masses. I might be willing to deal with you, but your little machines must be used to be useful. How might riches come to me if I had to use... What is it you sell? Well, a razor, for instance, only in the strictest, trembling secrecy. Even if my chin were more simply and more cleanly shaven, how would I become rich? And how would I avoid death by gas chamber or mob frightfulness if I were ever once caught using it? Ponyats shrugged. You are correct. I might point out that the remedy would be to educate your own people into the use of atomics for their convenience and your own substantial profit. It would be a gigantic piece of work, I don't deny it. But the returns would be still more gigantic. Still, that is your concern, and, at the moment, not mine at all. For I offer neither razor, knife, nor mechanical garbage disposer.